Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to a special Halloween episode of
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some spooky shit.
Woo! Spooky! Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! Hey guys, we're going to bring you a special Halloween episode. Halloween's coming out on Wednesday.
Yes.
So we thought we'd try and figure out some like Halloween stuff
that
might be new or bougie, whatever.
Something around the world.
What'd you find for us this week, Angela?
Well, I'm not going to lie. So when we first kind of thought of this and we thought it was such a great idea, and then I'm like, wait, what am I going to talk about? So I went to our old friend, the interweb.
Oh, yes, yes.
And started doing some searching, and I actually came across a really cool article on Kotaku.com.
Okay.
Kotaku.com. Okay. And it's an article written by Brian Ashcraft. And it basically talks about how Halloween has become a thing in Japan.
Oh.
Yes. And it was something that and it was a really great, really well-written article that I started reading. And I it really made me think. I never started thinking about how we just always figure everybody does what we do,
right, in America.
Like Halloween's a thing, you know.
Right.
Everybody has a Christmas. Everybody has, you know, something like that. And so it started me thinking that Halloween is really more of an Americanized holiday, and that Halloween has just actually within the past about 10, 15 years become a thing that is actually being celebrated in Japan.
Okay. Well, from some of the searching that I did for this episode, like, basically, I figured that I found that a lot of other countries celebrate like All Saints Day.
Yes.
But Halloween with like the trick-or-treating and stuff is really just an American.
Oh my gosh. You guys, this is why Molly and I do this podcast, because spot fucking on.
Woo!
Like, I am giving her the like two fingers to the eyes. Like, we are in the same super good segue. Yes, because speaking of what Japan does.
Okay, what does Japan do?
So Japan doesn't actually have a Halloween. But
they don't,
and it's not necessarily an All Saints Day that they celebrate. But what Japan has always had is what's called a spooky season.
Okay.
That's usually celebrated in August, and they're called Obon holidays. And
Now
I'm just going to let everybody here know, I don't believe I'm pronouncing anything here this evening on this podcast.
Don't correct us.
So my apologies. I know some a little bit of Spanish enough to order a beer.
Yeah.
And I know that Ohio means hello and is also a state in the United States of America. But that is about it. So so they celebrate the Obon holidays, and it's a spooky season in August. So it's not just a night or a day.
Okay.
And the reason that they have a whole season of it is because they allow the spirits of the dead to come visit the household shrines that they've made. And then the families get to go clean the graves of the deceased. And so
when
you pass in Japan, there's actually a whole kind of series of rituals that are done.
Sure.
And it's ensuring that your spirit and your body and our, you know, all of the holiness, I guess, around you, that it's getting passed on to the right realm.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a heaven and hell kind of thing. It's
just
that it's going to the right realm, that you're getting the correct send off. And so the Obon holidays are actually when kind of in August, or when the spirits can come back and visit their shrines and the family. Okay, you know, hello, how's it going?
Yeah.
Kind of a
thing. It's kind of like Dia de los Muertos in Mexico. That's that's what they're celebrating too. Is like their family members that have passed.
Their culture.
They do the shrines and everything.
Sure. So that was a part of it. And so, of course, kind of as, you know, Halloween became a thing from Day of the Dead or Spirit of the Dead, this kind of came about that there are, you know, most of the ghosts that have passed on that have gone through these rituals are nice spirits that are coming back, kind of a thing. But actually, when the ghost, the reason that it's become a spooky season in Japan is because there are ghosts that didn't pass on correctly.
Ooh.
And those, I believe, are called Yuri.
Okay.
It's Y-U-R-E-I.
Okay.
Is the name of the ghost. And there are many different types of Yuri. And this is actually, I found this on a website called yokai.com. Y-O-K-I-I. .com. They appear, and so in most cases, the Yuri appear much like they did in their human life, retaining the features and the clothing they wore when they died or were buried. But they're often seen wearing white burial kimonos or the uniform of a fallen soldier when they pass.
Okay.
But they usually have bloody wounds.
Ew.
Yes, the hair is usually long and disheveled.
Okay.
Often obstructing their face and adding to their disturbing appearance.
So this is what, like, the parents are, like, telling the kids, or?
So, okay. Yeah, so just, so hang on. They're their hands hang limply from their wrists. They're translucent only very faintly visible. And in most cases, they're so faint that they appear to have no feet.
Ew.
Yes. So, and because of this description, they tend to roam about. They don't roam about haunting, like, this place and that place together. They haunt one specific individual or area.
Ooh.
So the reason that spooky yuri basically exist are because these are the people that did not get the ritual to pass on appropriately.
Okay.
Or they were killed by inappropriate means, you know, like they didn't die of natural causes or something like that. Somebody actually maybe murdered them.
Okay.
And they're coming back for vengeance.
Ooh.
Yes. And so they have become very, you know, they're killing for justice. They're trying to find their lost body because they weren't buried properly, or the ritual didn't happen properly. They weren't properly put to rest. And so they actually, when they come back to haunt you, they bring misfortune and unhappiness.
Okay.
They are very vengeful spirits, and it's kind of their version. It's karma, basically. It's a karmatic event happens. And so, because they're so disturbing, and in fact, this article that I was reading all about the Japan Halloween becoming about in Japan is that you're fucking terrifying. You know, if you ask anybody in Japan, they say they're fucking terrifying. And so that, long story short, too late, is really why Japan doesn't celebrate kind of this Obon holiday, because it's so terrifying that they don't have these ghost stories for kids. They can't market toys and merchandise and all of these, you know, kind of make it this commercially acceptable holiday.
So would you say that, so the yuri ghost or spirit or whatever are more created because you're a bad person when you're alive, or because you didn't get the correct...
It's not because you're a bad person. Maybe you got killed in a... Like, I murdered
you. So you may not have...
coming back to haunt you.
You may not have any say in whether or not you're a yuri spirit.
Well, if you didn't... And also, so if I murdered you...
Okay.
And your family didn't get to mourn you properly, or if they didn't follow the proper ritual, your spirit doesn't go on. So you're going to come back and haunt them until your spirit can move, until the right ritual is done or your body is properly disposed of.
Okay.
Very...
Right now, like, all that's running through my mind right now is Beetlejuice.
Yes!
They need to go talk to that lady with the smoke coming out of her neck.
Yes! The handbook for the recently deceased or something like that. I love it. Yes. Street's like a TV manual. And so anyway, so this is Japan's big thing. And so they've never actually celebrated Halloween because they've kind of had their own spooky season. But with the back in about 2001, of course, with Tokyo Disneyland coming out. And then they brought in Universal Studios in Japan.
Okay.
We really started to Americanize a lot of things that were over in that country. And so, of course, Tokyo Disneyland and Universal Studios started throwing, you know, for the month of October, it's Halloween Fest, and we're going
to
have spooky rides and spooky this and that and the other. Yeah. And everybody dress up in costume, and we hand out candy. And so, it started taking form a little bit, more of an Americanized holiday. And then, of course, we have so many foreigners, maybe from our country, that have landed in Japan that live there or are visiting during the season. And so they started to, I want to celebrate Halloween on October 31st. I'm going to dress up and go to the pub and do these things. And so they actually started... more and more foreigners started celebrating, and they started carrying it over to the streets where they wouldn't actually party in the pubs and stuff, like in the bars. They actually would party on public transportation.
Oh!
So they would get a huge group of friends together, and they would go ride the buses up and down the streets or the subways and everything else, and have these big Halloween parties. They called them the Halloween trains.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, on these things in Japan. And so that started, so they all started dressing up, and that kind of then started carrying over into the streets.
Okay.
And so now Japan has these large costume parties. They still don't do trick-or-treating. Okay. It's not really like a door-to-door.
Sure.
They haven't gotten to that piece of
Well, once you hit a certain age in America, it's not part of Halloween anyways.
No, and most of the people that are, you know, it's not like a lot of our children are, you know, over there. So they're celebrating the dressing up and the going out and all that kind of stuff. But they have been able to commercialize on it because of this holiday. So they commercialized the merchandise from it. And so what I thought was funny is that most of the colors, you know, of Halloween are orange and black.
Yeah.
But then you also kind of get the green and purple for the goblins and stuff, and witches and stuff like that. And so Japan has actually adapted adapted the green and purple more for their holiday for Halloween. And mainly because Japanese pumpkins are green. The outside of a Japanese pumpkin is green.
Oh.
And a staple in Japanese food is a purple yam.
Oh.
And so the yam, it looks like a sweet potato. Yeah, it's actually purple on the inside.
Fallish too.
It is. And so that's how they, so there's these kind of like Twinkie-like cakes that they started to make.
Okay.
That have this purple yam sauce in the middle. And that's like a Halloween thing. And then, of course, McDonald's has to get it. So
when are they not involved?
Right. And so, like so, of course, if we're going to Americanize everything with, you know, if, if Disneyland can do it, then Japanese McDonald's
McDonald's got to follow suit, right?
And so Japanese McDonald's actually has, during the Halloween season, they have a couple different menu items that they come out with. And the first one is you can get their fries with purple yam and chocolate sauce.
Oh.
So it almost looks like purple ketchup and like chocolate that's on it. But so it's purple yam and chocolate
McDonald's
sauce that's like
doesn't even do
drizzled
that.
Across. Yeah. Well, here they also have the black burger. And it's a squid ink burger that features a black sesame bun. So it's actually a black bun, cheddar cheese, two beef patties, black squid ink sauce.
Oh my.
Crispy fried onions and an orange chipotle sauce. So it's black and orange and it like leaks out of this burger.
Well, they're really taking it to the next level. They're out Halloweening us.
Yes, they really are. And it retails for 370 yen or $3.37 American money.
Okay.
So I thought black squid ink would be maybe a little bit more expensive. Yeah. I don't know. I guess not.
Yeah.
But so they get they got in on all of that, of course, and then but really, again, like the big thing now in Japan is the streets are flooded. Some of the pictures I saw, you're talking thousands of people.
Yeah.
Cars can't get through anymore.
Wow.
And it really is just kind of a dress up party or a costume party. The one thing that I thought that was wonderful to see that crossed crossed the oceans here is that slutty Halloween costumes.
Yes.
Are a thing in Japan
sure.
As much as they are in America.
Yeah.
So, and I'm telling you now, Molly, that was
They're the home of anime, so, you know, anime characters.
True. And they probably do, yes. And so they actually probably are dressing up like more like that scandalous, slutty type anime character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in America, y'all.
I knew you were going to hit this point.
Stop. I cannot. Okay. And just to close out my Halloween thing, I'm going to leave you with a spooky thought of some of the Halloween costumes that are out there for adults this year. Okay. Because this is a thing, right?
Okay.
People are spending money for this. So it's actually Yandy.com, Yandy.
Yeah.
.com has some sexy Halloween costumes for you. You can go as a sexy carrot. Because what's sexier than chomping on a carrot? Make sure you got good eyesight. It's just a tight ass orange dress with a green hat.
A sexy carrot.
There's a sexy.
Sorry.
No, you're sexy carrot. Here, I'm going to try and show you the photo. Here you go. Here you go. Sexy carrot. We'll put that on the website, y'all.
Oh,
sexy carrot. There is a sexy banana where it's just a tight yellow dress and then it has a zipper all the way down and that's the peels. It looks like you're peeling a banana. So you can peel it naked. Sexy Charlie Brown.
Oh, no. No, you can't taint Charlie Brown.
It's just...
He's quintessential Halloween. Yeah, you can't taint...
No, it's basically just high-waisted bikini bottoms and a crop top, a yellow crop top with the black little stripe on it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to get into maybe the carrot banana and Charlie Brown are doing it for you, and you want to do something that's more relevant to today's age, you can go as an emoji.
Oh, God.
But you can go as the sexy poop emoji.
Ooh.
Who doesn't want to be sexy?
That screams sex.
Yeah.
What are you? I guess it depends on what you're into.
Yeah. I'm sexy feces. I am sexy feces. I am a sexy turd. That is what I
come
am.
Come steamroll on me, yes! baby.
Sure, there's something for it. It's basically just a brown leotard with, like, the emoji face on it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, there is... You guys will have to go to this website because there's so much just inappropriate. There's a sexy taco, sexy Mickey Mouse, which is just so... It's porn. It's so inappropriate. And the thing is, I feel like if you were to go down to the bars on Halloween, you would see... Probably 80%. Oh, sexy corn. There's sexy corn. You can go as corn. Those of you that do live in Illinois and listen to us in the great state of Illinois.
It's so, yeah, you're
represent
right
at home. Midwest. Sexy corn. Who would have thought? Shuck me, baby. Oh my God, yeah. So there's a sexy...
I'm sorry, you got me with the sexy carrot right off the gate there. That was awesome.
I'm going to chomp on you tonight.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ones
That's
out
great.
There.
That's great.
And so I just...
Well, I mean, for years it's been like the sexy nurse, the sexy police lady, whatever, but that takes it to a whole new level.
I mean, no, this is just slutty at this point. I would say there's probably a difference now between like, oh, I'm going as a sexy cop and I'm going as a slutty carrot. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason for it. So those of you that are dressing up this year for Halloween, maybe try and come up with something a little bit more original. Maybe something that covers the nips and the crotch a little bit. You know,
oh my God.
Think
That's
about
great.
The children. But
That's great.
Yeah. So if you've ever wondered what some of the other countries do to celebrate,
yeah.
That's a thing. That's how Halloween became a thing in Japan.
Nice. So, nice. Well, that's yeah. funny that you went there, which totally like... leads to me. I actually have two things this week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because they're both kind of short, you know, with the stuff that I was looking up. So my first one, to segue from you, I found there's a very strange custom in Germany.
Oh.
Around this time
nice.
Of year. Yeah.
Yes.
Germany. They basically celebrate...
Reckon say Halloween?
Yeah, I guess. basically, they celebrate, like many countries do, an All Saints time of year. They actually have an All Saints week.
Nice.
And it is from October 30th till November 8th.
Oh.
So it's
I
a whole
love
week.
Me a yes. party that goes on and
it's
on.
It's for a whole week, yep. And it's basically, so it's kind of like the All Saints, like they do, you know, in Mexico or in other, I think a lot of Scandinavian countries do a lot of, like where they honor their past relatives.
Sure.
You know, they have the altars and they have, you know, they have celebrations and parties and like fests
celebration
and feasts
of
and,
life. And...
Yeah, and everything from their past relatives.
Very cool.
The weird thing that they do in Germany, though.
Love them Germans.
Yes. Is that for the entire week, from the 30th to the 8th, they hide all of their knives.
I thought you were going to say sausages. Coming off of Oktoberfest. Let's play hide the sausage. Sorry.
Well, if you're a slutty carrot, I mean.
If you're a slutty carrot, let's
there
play
you
hide.
Go.
Hide the carrot.
It's like a whole pot roast in there.
Good times. We've got off. I'm so sorry. Okay, so they hide their knives.
Yes. They, no, like. They do.
Hide your knives.
For the whole week, they hide their knives in safe places for fear of their returning spirits or their returning relatives may inadvertently run into the knives, like, while they're, like, chopping up dinner. Like, they don't want the spirits that are floating into their home while they're making dinner to accidentally get stabbed.
Are your spirits challenged?
But they're already dead, so I don't know why this is a problem.
Well, and as a spirit, don't you still have your, like, at least a little bit of wits about you? Well, like, are you just like, oh shit, Carol? Well, what is
the knife just like swish through them? Like, yeah, they're already dead.
That's what I would think
too. That, and a lot of the articles that I read about it were saying that too. They're like, but let's face it, guys, like they're already dead. So like,
well, you can't, I hate like, to stab them though. Like,
yeah, right. You're
like, sorry, Grandma.
Well, and then one of the things too was that
hide your knives.
They hide their knives and they do it for the whole week.
So how do so, you
like they gotta go like open up your safe to like go chop up some carrots? I don't know. Like
slutty carrot, you wanna keep that one around.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so in Germany they have
they
that
just
all
eat
week.
Out.
I guess, yeah, maybe.
Maybe they go to the
Germany
McDonald's.
Yeah, and so yeah, in Germany that's what they do. They hide their knives for the whole week in safe places for they don't want to harm their returning relatives.
Well, that's nice though,
yeah,
at least.
They're
I
so
mean,
thoughtful.
Yeah. Kids, you can have them whenever you want. Run around here with scissors and knives. But yeah, when your dead relatives come back for this 1 week, we're going to put the knives away.
Gotta hide them.
Yes.
So
we don't want them inadvertently hurting themselves.
So that's like their common thing in Germany.
Hilarious.
Like that's going on next week. Yep.
Nice.
Yes. And then the other thing that I came across, which is, it's an American thing, happens in the United States. And it's starting to wane a little bit. But I did not know this.
Okay.
That for the month of October, most humane societies do not adopt out black cats for fear that they would be sacrificed for some sort of like weird ritual. Yeah.
Oh, now see, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like they thought it would be cool and then these cats probably get like abandoned or something.
Like the bunny rabbits do at Easter.
Yeah,
at
Easter.
Yeah.
But, oh.
So,
oh, you witches out here.
So, and there, and from what I was reading, there's no.
I never thought of it.
I know. It's a thing.
Oh my God.
And I tried to call our Humane Society here to see if I'd be like, can I adopt a black cat?
Oh my God. You would have been put on a list.
Right.
You would have been crying. You would have been like, I can't ever adopt a pet again. I was trying to joke.
But they, the Humane Society, when you call, you like have to leave a message.
Okay.
Like, so I wasn't about to leave some weird message about.
Excuse me, I do a podcast.
I'm trying to find out if I can adopt a black cat this month. So,
that's crazy.
But there are no actual statistics that are surrounding the fact that they actually do get sacrificed. There's not like some crazy sacrificial thing going on where all these black cats are getting killed. Like, there's
I'm sure
no.
You could
yeah.
do too.
But yeah, right. But there is. It's just because of the
that
weird of
sense.
Like the super
yeah.
like the superstition, and everybody knows that like the superstition with black cats and blah blah blah, and like
yeah.
some people take it to a real extreme, and then you have like
that whole Janet Jackson song.
Oh yeah,
I don't know all the words to it. I'm snapping along.
So they, yeah, so most humane societies, you are not, they will not, if you want to adopt a black cat, you have to do it
September
outside of the month of October. November. You have to wait till after Halloween.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Well, and I guess, I mean, like I said, though, I would think more of it would be like, oh, look at this fun little black cat we have for our party.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
let's name him Salem off of that
right.
Sabrina the
Teenage Witch. Yeah, exactly.
Show.
And then they lose their luster after the season.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, because cats are awful.
Yeah. We know that.
Yes,
we know that you feel that way.
Tiny lions that eat your face.
Steal your breath like in Labyrinth.
Oh, my God. Cats are the devils. Maybe we should not hide our knives from them.
Yeah. Well, because of like this, this superstition and like for the longest time that you were not allowed to, adopt, black cats in the month of October, they have, some places have started to wane a little bit from that. And they are actually doing like black cat promotions. Because
oh.
because it's like they're saying like this is a stupid superstition
yeah.
like we're you know not allowing these pets to find good homes because
well,
of we're all superstitious
and I think there's so many parameters now around adopting
yeah, yeah,
pets
yeah,
that
yeah.
it's if you're a true Wiccan
yeah.
pagan witch, like odds are you're probably not sane enough to pass.
Right,
I mean.
Right, right. You don't pass the home inspection or whatever
yes.
they have to do.
And or this like, is where I sacrifice.
I just have stuff on fire here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stuff on fire. Those are my candles.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so that was my other thing that I found, which I thought was quite interesting. Yeah. I never would have thought about
no,
that.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, it came up. So.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's my that's thing this week. That's your spooky thing. I got two spooky things there, so.
Well, that's wonderful. We would like to remind everyone, though, as you guys go out, be cautious of cats that are out there.
Yes.
I did, actually, that makes me think, I did see something on an article online where they talked about black cats actually get stolen. A lot this time of year because people are trying to do pranks and things like that. So black cats are actually, if they see them out and about, they're actually trying to steal them.
Don't steal people's cats!
Right?
That's weird!
Well, first of all, stop. Yeah. So so if you do have black, if you actually do own a black cat, you know, maybe be careful or keep them inside with you. Don't, you know, maybe don't have them go stealing or anything. And
yeah, that's weird. Like, don't steal people's pets.
Yeah, that's it's gross. So, but yeah, so that was our, so that's our episode of
that's
Halloween
our Halloween thing.
Thing.
Yes, yeah.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. We hope to bring you some more kind of theme.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Well, it's going to be easier now that the holidays are coming up and the end of the year. We can definitely do a take on
a couple more.
Like related, like specific topics rather than just random stuff.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And I would like to, one thing that I'm going to tie in with scary, our scary podcast here today is something that's actually extremely scary is cancer.
Oh.
And October is actually Breast Cancer Awareness
Month. Oh, okay, nice.
And so as we round out the month here, I would like to encourage every single one of our listeners to go out and please every month on the 25th of every month, I always put a reminder
you do,
out.
You do, and I appreciate that.
To check your puppies. You can do a self breast self-check exam. There's many different tutorials on how to do that on YouTube, or you can always call your OBGYN office and they can help you. But cancer's not a joke, and breast cancer continues to rise in our country. And I know too many people that have been affected by it and that are thankfully survivors. Some of the strongest people I know. So,
well, I have to say, 40 hit me this year and I finally went and got them squished.
I love it. And it wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm fortunate enough to be well endowed. I can't imagine what it would be like to have like little titties.
I know. That's what I always tell people. I'm like, I got some tittle bitties here. So when you try and squish them, like,
it's fine.
There's a lot of ways to go down. But I do have to give a shout out to the Gail Kiran Center over here at Fort Jesse. They do a wonderful job with my mammograms every year. So thank you everybody over there for being awesome. And please go out. Men, this affects you as well. So don't hesitate to check yours too. So I will now get off my...
Yeah, the technician, when I went and got mine done, she said that she's like, I've done men before.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, oh, that's got to be really hard to get them in this
machine.
She's like, yeah, it's quite a kind of a struggle.
Man titties.
Yeah.
But please, as much as we joke, check your pumpkins this month.
Yeah, I like the PSA we got going.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a spooky thing, and it's a learning thing, and it's a save your life kind of a thing. So,
awesome.
So thank you guys.
When you're squeezing into your slutty carrot,
just
push on the boobs a little bit.
Maybe you could go as a slutty melon. Although I have seen a costume where somebody dresses up as the free mammograms. And
it's like
the cardboard box where you're supposed to stick your
boobs in. Put your boobs in there, of course.
So don't fall for that.
No.
That's not perverts. That's not what we're asking you to do. Don't be saying
Hashtag
that.
Me too.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
No, don't be saying that. Allie and Angie said. We don't need that kind of crap coming back on us, y'all. Use your noggins. Use your noggin. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So that's our podcast for this week.
Yes.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you, world, for being spooky.
Bye.